This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. The Oak Island Art Guild holds its 29th annual Arts and Crafts Festival this Saturday. Here's Guild volunteer Mary Beth Livers.
The Oak Island Art Guild is about 30 years old. It's a nonprofit organization on Oak Island that is made up just of mostly members who are interested primarily in originally painting, fine arts, but we do workshops 10 times a year on the second Friday of each month, and they're free and open to the public. We get support through our local grassroots program with Brunswick Arts Council and the North Carolina Arts Council. And we also do things such as support scholarships for children who are going from high school to college from South Brunswick. And we also support the local community arts by providing art supply support, working with Cheap Joe's to give to various teachers. Each year we pick a different teacher in a different classroom in the South Brunswick area.
The Oak Island Art Guild, that's visual art.
Well, they do primarily visual arts, yes. It was formed about 30 years ago by people who were their primary interest was painting. So a lot of two-dimensional painting. However, the workshops do expand. We have a community art show called Arts by the Shore in November. This year it's November 2nd to 4th. And it's a community show and has a variety of categories, as well as two- and three-dimensional artwork and sculpture and a category for just, you know, all kinds of unique pieces. So as well as traditional photography and painting and so forth, mixed media.
How do you have any funding?
Well, our funding actually comes through this event that we're getting ready to do this weekend, which is the 29th annual Arts and Crafts Festival on Oak Island. And this is really through the booth fees and the various support that comes from the 137 or more vendors that come and attend this juried program. It's a one-day festival, and the booth fees help support these programs we talked about all year long.
So you have over 130 artists.
We do. Primarily what happens is our prospectus goes out and we post it in February and we start to get applications. And so individuals apply and the vendor committee meets usually in the beginning of July and makes their decisions as to who's in and who's out. A variety of categories from painting to photography to garden to sculpture to wide range textiles, jewelry, a wide combination of different types of artwork, woodworking, glasswork. So you'll just see a combination of everything. And there's all kinds of food there, too. So there'll be kettle corn and ices. And, of course, the VFW will be there with hamburgers and hot dogs. We do have some food trucks and other vendors as well, funnel cakes. So how can you have a festival without all those fun things as well?
You know, we've talked before about this event. And mm-hmm. I feel like it's been a couple of times that we've had horrible weather on the weekend, and it's been delayed. I know your fingers are crossed. It looks like a really good weather weekend ahead.
In 2017 and 2016, we did have to move it to the rain date because of poor weather, tropical storms and hurricanes. And the following day was just gorgeous. So we've lucked out that way. But absolutely, according to all the weather forecasts that we've seen, it's supposed to be beautiful, upper 80s, and just gorgeous sunny weather. So bring lots of water.
You can knock on that wood right there.
There you go.
That's Mary Beth Livers from the Oak Island Art Guild. The Arts and Crafts Festival is this Saturday from 9 to 4 behind Middleton Park in Oak Island. Sunday is the rain date. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.